All right. And now, once again, Jamie Anderson.
Lay down here, she says. Move closer like this. I want to please her, I'm at her will, but something is amiss. She's so pretty, yet so cruel as she puts her hand on my knee. She commands me to stand, reach for the sky. I feel dizzy, for her I fall. She looks me in the eye. You've got to try harder than that, she says with an evil glee. My yoga teacher hates me. She hates me. My hands are aching, my feet are numb, my leg is stuck in my armpit. My hips are out, my neck is sore. Please let me quit. I think I wrenched my back. No, not the strap. My yoga teacher loves me. She loves me. That's an older song. I have evolved since then. Actually, I have a yoga teacher now that I adore. At the end of our practice, when we do the corpse pose, there really is something called a corpse pose, and you know what it is? It's my favorite. Laying flat on your back with your eyes closed. My kind of yoga.
I think even I can handle that.
Yeah. And as we're laying there with our eyes closed, my yoga teacher comes around and covers us with blankets. And then she sings to us. It's in Sanskrit. I have no idea what she's singing, but it's really beautiful.
Get up, you lazy yoga student.
You thought those yoga pants matched that t-shirt? I mean, I don't know what she's saying, but it's really nice. Anyway, that has nothing to do with this next song. This is called Black and White. I was sure years ago, I knew everything there was to know. Thought I knew dark from light, when to stand my ground, when to fight. And then I learned to let it be. The more gray I get, the less black and white I see. Tell you how it came to this. Every day was a special kiss. I fell into the arms of hope, never knowing how we'd go. And then I learned to let it be. The more gray I get, the less black and white I see. Indigo or blackest night, palest pink or And I learned to let it be. The more gray I get, the less black and white I see. The less black and white I see. Dave Mackinac. Well, I thought I'd do a song on the shrunken guitar. This is what happens when you buy something cheap and put it in the dryer. I wrote this song not long after I learned to play the mandolin, and pretty much I just included every chord I knew at the time. Wind picks up like a dancer's heel, sounds just like a fiddler's reel. Mandolin, the rain that sounds like this, better get ready for a stormy kiss. Let's all do a lively step, we don't care if we all get wet. Twirl around in the thunder show, hurricane's coming, gonna let it all go. Hurricane's coming, gonna let it all go. Now summer's scared when it tied all down, but folks like me, we love the sound. When the fiddle in the wind calls my name, I can't sit still in the pouring rain. Let's all do a lively step, we don't care if we all get wet. Twirl around in the thunder show, hurricane's coming, gonna let it all go. Hurricane's coming, gonna let it all go. Gonna let it all go. Now the wind is still as a summer sky. Rest a while in the hurricane eye. Then a blast of wind cuts through the trees. Dorothy and Toto got nothing on me. Let's all do a lively step, we don't care if we all get wet. Twirl around in the thunder show, hurricane's coming, gonna let it all go. Hurricane's coming, gonna let it all go. Gonna let it all go. Gonna let it all go. Not long after I moved to North Carolina, and had I known that North Carolina had a hurricane season like y'all do here, I would have probably made a big U-turn and gone back to Arizona where I'd come from. And now I live in Canada because I'm married a Canadian, and I thought, finally, I live in a place without any natural disasters. And then a month after I moved there, we had an earthquake. Who knew? This last song that I'm going to do for you here is one that I wrote with the help of my Facebook friends. Because if you are my Facebook friend, you get to do more than see pictures of my breakfast. So I asked my friends a question, and these are the answers I got. So keep in mind that almost everything in this song is true, just not necessarily for one person.
Say she makes all your dreams come true. She's funny and smart and loves all you do. She might pop the question, you know you'll say yes. Do you wonder why all your friends look distressed? We know she's pretty and you have lots of fun. But take our advice, run. Let us remind you of a few facts. She has 3 dogs and 38 cats. 3rd DUI and she's back in jail. You'll spend all your money on cat litter and bail. She hasn't worked since 2001 and she's not retired. Take our advice, run. Already you're thinking about people to send this song to, right? Remember the time that guy totaled your truck? And she said, well, can't your sister pick you up? And you weren't even surprised or dismayed when all she wanted was pot for Valentine's Day. She has the 7 dwarfs tattooed on her bum. Take our advice, run. Listen to us now. You gotta let her go. Yeah, she's great in bed. Don't ask how we know. We've got a petition. It's signed by everyone. Tell her it's over and done.
Jamie Anderson.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, all of our artists tonight have their CDs here for sale by the door. They're actually right next to the Woof tip jar, which you might also want to put some money in while you're at it. But these people could not survive with what we pay them, so you need to buy their CDs so that they can get home after the show tonight. So please. And it's a great way to... take this show with you. It's great. Their music is wonderful. There are many of CDs to choose from back there, so please do so and support great live music, because that's something we don't ever want to lose. All right. Joining us once again, Hiroya Sukamoto.
I'm going to play a song that I wrote inspired by a village where my grandparents are from in Kyoto Prefecture. And this one is called Takibi. Takibi means bonfire. And making bonfire was sort of tradition, especially in the rural part of Japan. And even though I live here, which is far from the village, even though my grandparents passed away, but when I think of that moment and that village, I still feel very connected, so I wrote this piece. Bonfire. Thank you. I should stand up, right? I've been practicing playing standing up, but it's hard for me. Okay, I'm gonna sing a song that I wrote in Japanese based on what my grandmother told me. And since I live here in the States, I don't have much chance to see her. So about 8 or 9 years ago, when I went back to Japan, I kind of said to myself, "As I'm going to ask questions to her." And I went back and I asked her about her past, how the life was when she was a teenager. And she's not a talkative person at all, but once I asked her about her past, she started talking about the things I didn't know. And I was just amazed by the fact that I have a family member who lived at such a different times, and I wrote this piece. And this one is called 64 Years, and I'm going to read the English translation for you. Even after 64 years, I can still see that summer like a hot haze. I finally felt able to go back to walk the town where my sister had gone. The tears my mother shed on August 2nd dried instantly on hot stone. My brother recently returned, looked up into a cloudless sky. As if in a closed well, there are sunken memories, but I still remember when summer comes. I was just a child at that time. It was twilight, and there was a smell of fire. I got the news that my mother was found. My brother and I ran through the high grass on the hill to the shrine. How many years has it been since I left the town? One day my grandchild asked me about my past. A half century has gone by, and still that summer gently moves me.
すぐに消しました。やっと戻った兄は隣で雲のない空を見上げました。閉じられた井戸のように沈んでいた記憶は夏が来る日に覚えています。あの頃私は子供でした。神社を目指して兄と私は夏草の茂る坂を走りました。町を離れて幾年でしょう。孫が昔のことを尋ねました。半世紀前の夏が静かに 今の私を揺さぶりました。閉じられた井戸のように沈んでいた記憶は、夏が来るたびに覚えています。あの頃私は子供でした。あの頃私は子供でした。
Song. And this one is pretty different from what I did here. This is the song that I wrote while I was in Colorado last year. And I went to this place called Black Canyon in Gunnison. And after coming back to the hotel room, I wrote the first part of this song. And after I came home, I added a second part. So I entitled this as Black Canyon.
Hiroya Sugimoto. You're listening to Radio Live. If this is the first time you've heard the program, you want to know more about it, we do it live here in the Museum of Commerce in the downtown Pensacola. We do it the first Thursday of every month. Admission is free. You can come and be a part of this great audience that we have, although you got to get here early to get a good seat. It's usually standing room only. Then we also videotape it at that time, and we air the video versions of Radio Live every weeknight at 9 o'clock on Cox Cable Channel 4, so you can relive the moments that way as well. And we also archive all of the programs on our website, and you can just go to radiolive.org and listen to any of the programs that you have attended. So lots of ways to enjoy Radio Live, and we hope that you will continue to do so. Once again, our friend Dave Nachmanoff.
Thanks so much.
When the horses go down to the water at night, when the moon silhouettes the pelicans flight, will you promise to meet me by the phosphorus light? In the glow of the midnight sea, in the glow of the midnight sea. Now my hunger's as sharp as the salt in the air. Cuts a trail through the night like a comet aflare. On the dunes in the distance, catch a glimpse of your hair. In the glow of the midnight sea, in the glow of the midnight sea. Yes, and far away, the steel drum plays, the sound tumbles over the breeze, and the palm trees sway just like dancers. In the glow of the midnight sea, in the glow of the midnight sea. Down deep in the sand, and I feel you respond to the touch of my hand, and you're slick as the seals that come up on the land. In the glow of a midnight sea, in the glow of a midnight sea. Yes, and far away the steel drum plays, the sound tumbles over the breeze, and the palm trees sway just like dancers. In the glow of a midnight sea, in the glow of a midnight sea. And I wonder how many small diamonds it takes to light up the water like the love that we make. And I'll hold you till morning or whenever you wake. Cause you glow like the midnight sea. Yes, you glow like the midnight sea.
Thanks so much. Kind of had to play that one here in Pensacola, right? Please welcome back Jamie Anderson. The other reason I had to play that song was that Jamie and I, for a little while, were involved in a long-distance songwriting group with a couple of other friends that we met at a festival. And we used to send out like a first line, and then people had to write a song based on the first line. And that was one of the songs.
Was
that one of your lines? Yeah. Did you ever write a song from it?
No.
Amy Carroll Webb did.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. So we've each got a totally different songs that have nothing to do with. So that first line, credit Jamie Anderson. How cool. Well, this next song was written over 15 years ago, good gracious, when my wife Jen and I celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary. So, yeah. I think the secret to our long marriage is that I'm gone most of the time. So we're like newlyweds. Been married over 25 years, but I've only been there for about 5 of them.
So you have children. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. How did that happen? I see that. No, I'm home a lot. I'm just in and out. Hello, bye-bye. So this was written back when we celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary, and I wasn't just trying to be cheap and not give her a present by writing her a song. Just, this came to me in a dream, and I didn't realize it, but I'd stolen a line from Martha Stewart, which if you saw my house, you'd know I don't know much about Martha Stewart. But I guess she had a slogan, "It's a good thing." Is that right? Very good thing. So this song is called "It's a Real Good Thing," and your part, should you choose to accept it, is when I sing, "That's a good thing." You echo me back as follows. So "That's a good thing." You.
That's a good thing.
Right, and Jamie will lead you. So if you get lost, you can follow her. It'll be fine. When we get to the chorus, we sing "Real Good Thing." We'll do that all together.
Fresh cup of coffee in the morning. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
When we're sitting in the kitchen in the early morning light. Loving in the afternoon sun. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Or the rhythm of your breathing as we fall asleep at night. Well, it's a good thing you're with me. You're the one who wears my ring. We've come a long way together, and that's a real good thing.
Try that.
Said that's a real good thing.
You got it.
The touch of your hand on my shoulder. That's a good thing. Up my soul. The way we can talk with our eyes. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
It's like a language that we use, like a lover's secret code. Well, it's a good thing you're with me. You're the one who wears my ring. We've come a long way together, and that's a real good thing.
Let me hear you.
So that's a real good thing.
Yeah.
I know it's hard sharing your life with a dreamer, but I've been lucky. A lot of my dreams have come true. Even when I was doubting myself, you've been a believer. But my most important dream was to be part of your dreams too. Well, it's a good thing you're with me. You're the one who wears my ring. We've come a long way together, and that's a real good thing. Yes, it is. That's a real good thing.
One more time.
That's a real good thing.
Good singing. Thanks so much.
this next one is actually from the most recent album, and it was co-written with Al Stewart, my partner in crime much of the time. I'd sent him a bunch of demos for the record and, you know, kind of asked his opinion, and Al doesn't sugarcoat it. He pretty much calls it like he sees it. So he said, well, I really like that Sheila song. I like the chorus a lot, but I'm really not convinced about the lyrics on the verses. And I said, funny you should say that, Al, because I didn't think they were very good either, actually. But I didn't want to say anything. I wanted to see what you thought. But I said, you know, if you wrote some different lyrics, it might be vastly improved. And he said, oh, I think I could do that. So I sent him a version with no vocals on it, just to let him see what he could do. And I forgot about it. And about 3 months later, we're playing up in Oregon somewhere, and he comes running into the dressing room, and he says, I've got your words, Dave. I said, what? You know, I've totally forgotten about the whole thing. What words? He puts in front of me, he's like, play it, play it, play it. I said, what is it? Oh, that song. And I tried singing it with the lyrics he'd written. And he starts singing along. We start jumping up and down, and we're getting all excited. He says, we have to do it tonight. I said, Al, we're on stage in 10 minutes. I don't have time to memorize these lyrics. He said, I don't care. We have to do it tonight. So, okay. So we blew up the words on a Xerox machine, made them big, and I got somebody from the audience to come and hold them for me. And been singing it, not every show, but many shows since then as an encore. And when I recorded it, he actually sang the second verse. So if I sound vaguely Al Stewart-ish, it's not my fault. It's just I've got his voice in my ear every time I hear that verse. So this one has an easy chorus. I know you guys can sing it. It goes, Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home. And then we do it three times. Sheila won't be coming home. And the last line is, tonight. That's the only tricky part. As long as you remember tonight, we're good. Now I'm going to do a dangerous thing. I'm going to invite you to clap your hands on this. I know, James is looking at me like, don't do it. Don't do it, Dave. But we're going to do it gospel style, which is like two and four. One, two, three. On the off. Follow Jamie. We'll find it. One, two, three.
There's a daisy chain of headlights on the road. They shimmer in the rain. And somewhere in amongst them, she's alone. She's driving off again. I remember her on ferries, in galleries and bars, eating maraschino cherries in the seats of open cars. But Sheila won't be coming home. That's it. Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home tonight. You got it. You never have to ask her how she feels. She's always so direct. I never made you promises, she says. So what did you expect? Then going through our closet, I came on our old love. It was hiding there in boxes of fading photographs. And Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home tonight. Now tell me a story with a happy ending, please. Lie if you have to, but give me some release. My uncle trims the hedges while the townspeople gossip in the street. And the local impresario is hiding while the bankers take the heat. And the women tell each other about hiccups in their lives. Sometimes life is like a lover who never quite arrives. But Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home. That's it. Sheila won't be coming home tonight.
Okay, the Acapulco verse. She's going to come in.
Sheila won't be coming home.
Yeah, told me.
Sheila won't be coming home.
I don't think so.
Sheila won't be coming home tonight.
Let's take it home.
Oh, Sheila won't be coming home.
She won't be coming.
Sheila won't be coming home. Sheila won't be coming home
tonight. Not tonight.
No.
Not tonight.
Dave Nachmanoff, yeah. Woo. All right. Dave's hanging. Jamie's coming back out. Heroia's coming back out. We're going to do a little finale tune, but in the meantime, I need to remind you that Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mixmaster is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound is Mr. Tom Skinner. Our master control operator is Bob Barrett. Our production assistance tonight is assistance by Josh Morton and Steve Pfeiffer. Our video director is Jonathan Heide. Our videographer is Teresa Clark, Lynn Marshall, and Mariah Singerman. Our house managers, Trish Allison and Lindsay Myers, and our stage manager, everyone's favorite Jewish mother, Enid Siskin. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody. Take it away, folks.
So we're trying to find something we all knew and could play, and realized there's a traditional folk song that actually I recorded an instrumental version of. Heroia's got a version of it that's lovely, beautiful arrangement, which we're going to start out with. And Jamie knows it too and can sing it and play it on the mandolin, so it was like, hey, we can all do this. So this is our brand new version of The Water Is Wide. A ship, and she sails the seas. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not as deep as this love I'm in. I know now.
Handsome.